在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
Myra, you're a professionally trained marriage guidance counselor. Could you describe your work?
Yes, we deal with any type of relationship issue that comes our way. We used to deal with marriages, but 1990s obviously reflect a change in the way behaviours are, and very much now people are cohabiting rather than marrying.And therefore open our doors to anybody who is in a relationship where things are difficult. So our work is focused on either relationship breakdowns or marital breakdown in the hope that we can either help people to reconcile or help them to separate without too much animosity and with more understanding. The breakdown of marriage in Britain is about 33-34%. We're higher than any other European country.Well, in fact, that's first marriages. 50% of second marriages breaking down.
How long have you been doing this sort of work?
I've been involved in counselling now for 8 years.
What sort of qualifications do you need to do what you do as a profession?
For counselling, you don't actually need any formal qualifications, but the actual selection procedure is extremely stringent. It's a 2-year training, and the way we select people, it means thatmost of our counsellors are 99% of the way there. We're then just sort of putting the skills around it. And the training is ongoing. You have to read a lot. You have to attend these courses. There are day courses, seminars. We have training all the time.
So what are the most important qualities that make a good counsellor?
Well, the qualities are that you're a good listener, that you genuinely care about other people,that you can separate empathy from sympathy, that how you behave fits with what you say, that you have the ability to make people feel that they are important. To be a counsellor of any sort, you need to be emotionally quite strong yourself.
Do you find the work stressful at all? Does it upset you?
I would be a liar to say it didn't ever upset me. It's always interesting in what upsets me, because if it upsets me, it means it touches a part of my life in some way. And this is why any good counsellor has counselling available to them.
If someone in a relationship has got a problem and they come to you for help and guidance, that is a very big responsibility. Does that responsibility ever worry you?
It used to worry me far more. For any counsellor beginning on the route of counselling, it is an awesome responsibility. But what experience has taught me is that people never do what they don't want to do. And what a good counsellor does is hand the responsibility back to the client. So I see counselling as empowerment for the individual, for them to choose what they want so that they can actually go and live their life in a more positive way.So the responsibility I try to hand back to the client.